Questo di questo articolo, quindi di dire ciò che c'è una parte di questo articolo di Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we'll continue this morning on our talks about Srila Prabhupada and some of my remembrances. And this morning I was going to start off telling some stories about prasadam.
Takže dneska budeme pokračovať v rozhovoroch Šrilu Prabhupádu o spomienkach, mojich spomienkach na Šrilu Prabhupádu a dneska začneme rozprávať o prasadam.
Because prasadam is something that we all keep very close to our hearts.
Pretože prasadam je niečo, čo je veľmi blízke nášmu srdcu.
And Prabhupada once said to me that he said, not everyone can digest the philosophy.
A Prabhupada povedal, že nie každý dokáže stráviť filozofiu.
But everyone can digest prasadam.
Ale každý môže stráviť prasadam.
And Srila Prabhupada described two kinds of prasadam.
A Srila Prabhupada popisoval dva druhy prasadam.
And that is opulent and sumptuous.
A to je bohaté a...
It's a translation.
A sumptuous je tiež ako bohaté, síte, ale...
It's more than opulent.
Well, now it's different than opulent.
Yeah, it's different degrees of opulence.
Yes,
sumptuous.
Opulent.
Oh, yeah.
Prabhupada described opulent as ghee and sugar.
Takže to bohaté je ghee a cukor.
Yes, and he said, and that's the deities, every day they eat opulent prasadam.
A božstva, ako tie každý deň jedia toto bohaté prasadam.
He said, but the devotees, he said, we eat sumptuous prasadam.
Ale my jeme také akože dostatočné prasadam, také hodnotné.
And sumptuous prasadam means very tasty.
A to znamená, že je veľmi chutné.
Not Buddhist.
Nie buddhistické.
So yeah. So prasadam, he always said, should be very tasty.
Takže Srila Prabhupada povedal, že prasadam by malo byť vždy veľmi chutné.
But you can see that was different. It was not ghee and sugar. It was tasty.
Ale tam je ten rozdiel, tam už nie je ghee a cukor, ale je chutné.
And he said prasadam should be so tasty that no one even thinks of eating outside of the temple.
A povedal, že prasadam by malo byť tak chutné, aby nikoho ani len nenapadlo jesť mimo chrám.
So people should be coming here to eat tasty prasadam.
A ľudia by mali sem prichádzať, aby ochutnali toto chutné prasadam.
That's what Prabhupada did from the very beginning. He would cook very tasty prasadam for everyone.
A to je to, čo Prabhupada robil od úplného začiatku. Varil veľmi chutné prasadam pre každého.
So as I said, there's many... Prabhupada used to observe this. So many times he would observe his disciples eating. He liked to see the devotees taking prasadam.
A Prabhupada toľkokrát pozoroval svojich žiakov, keď prijímali prasadam. On to veľmi mal rád. Dívať sa na nich, keď prijímali.
And just as we also, like, I enjoy seeing Prabhupada take prasadam.
Tak ako aj my, ja som tiež vychutnával, keď som sa díval na Prabhupádu, ako prijíma prasadam.
So that's also another kind of happiness. Vaishnavas, we like to see the other devotees taking, like, lots of prasadam.
To je tiež iný druh šťastia. Ako Vaishnavovia, my sa radi dívame, keď iní oddaní prijímajú množstvo prasadam.
But sometimes we can get confused, right? Because we hear so many instructions.
Ale niekedy môžeme byť zmetení, lebo počujeme toľko mnohých pokynov ohľadne toho.
It's like Prabhupada, so often he would sit on the Vyasasana and he would talk how we have to minimize our material activities.
Pretože Prabhupada tak často, keď si sadol na Vyasasana, tak hovoril o tom, ako musíme minimalizovať naše materiálne činnosti.
And we want to minimize eating and minimize sleeping.
Minimalizovať jedenie a spanie.
So, while I was with Prabhupada, I would, of course, all of us, we would always take lots of prasadam. Especially brahmacharis are known for eating so much prasadam.
Takže keď som bol s Prabhupádom, tak ja som tiež jedol mnoho prasadam a špeciálne brahmačari, oni sú známi preto, že jedia obrovské množstva prasadam.
And there's some brahmacharis that they even specialize in knowing how they could eat maximum amounts of prasadam at the Sunday feast.
A niektorí brahmacharini, oni sa špecializovali na získanie toho poznania, ako, ako dokázať zjesť čo najviac prasadám na nedeľnom fiste.
One God brother is named Bhumna.
Jeden duchov.
He was very good at eating extreme amounts of prasadam.
Jeden môj duchovný brat Bhumna, on bol veľmi dobrý v tom, ako dokázal jesť extrémne množstva prasadam.
So you always had to eat multiple plates. It was never just one plate. You'd stack a plate and he would eat.
On mal vždy niekoľkonásobný proste hneď ako množstvo na tanieri. Nikdy nie len taký normálny.
So if you ate when you were completely full, then you would just lie down on your left side so you could make room in your stomach. So you would lie down for a few minutes, then you would get up. Eat more
a on jedol, dokým nebol úplne plný a potom sa na niekoľko minút si lahol na ľavú stranu, aby sa mu to tam v tom žalúdku tak premiesnilo a potom sa zase posadil a pokračoval.
Tadvija Swami, he used to call that LSD, left side down. Tadvija Swami, he goes to China.
Vitadvija Swami. On to nazýval LSD ako left side down, to znamená, že ľavou stranou dole. LSD ako LSD, LSD.
Same thing. Good. So there's a whole science in taking prasadam, especially at the Sunday feast.
Takže to je celá veda, ako prijímať prasadam, špeciálne v nedeľu.
And then finally, of course, you would just collapse.
A samozrejme nakoniec už skolaboval.
And you get up the next morning sometimes.
A zobudíš sa až niekedy, budúce ráno, niekedy.
So there were these mixed messages were there.
Takže sú tie také zmiešané posolstva ohľadne toho.
So I was with Srila Prabhupada at Bhaktivedanta Manor. It was for his appearance day, 1973.
A v 73. som bol so Srilam Prabhupadom Bhaktivedanta Manore. To bolo v deň jeho zjavenia.
So now at this time I was with him for one year.
A v tom čase som s ním cestoval už jeden rok.
And we had John Mastami celebration, of course, the day before, so we fasted all day until midnight.
A samozrejme, deň predtým bola oslava Janmashtami a celý deň sme držali post až do polnoci.
So then you know Janmashtami, you take prasadam at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and because I fasted all day, you know, your stomach shrinks, so I ate a little bit prasadam. Mm-hmm.
A zhruba o jednej sme teda mali ako hostinu, ale v noci, ale pretože som celý deň postil sa, tak môj žalúdok bol veľmi svrknutý, tak som len trošičku prial.
So then the next day is Vyas Puja. So again we fasted till noon time.
A nasledujúci deň je Vyasa Puja, takže opäť sme držali post až do obeda.
And then Prabhupada was there, so of course we had a big celebration in the temple room.
A Prabhupada bol tam, a samozrejme my sme mali obrovskú oslavu v chráme.
And as they did it every temple and Bhaktivedanta Manor, they made a big, big feast.
A tak ako v každom chráme, tak Bhaktivedanta Manore tiež pripravili obrovský feast.
So we all went back upstairs.
Tak sme išli hore schodmi, vyšli.
And again I ate just a little bit of prasadam and I thought, well, I'll try to cut down because I didn't feel so hungry, so I just ate a little of this, little of that, and I was finished.
A opäť som proste prijal iba trošku prasadam, ja som to proste zosekol, hej, lebo som si myslel, že ako nie som proste hladný, hej, nejde to.
And I felt full.
A cítil som sa úplne plný.
So then I just sat in my room, and in the afternoon Prabhupada rang his bell about 1 hour later.
A potom som si sadol do svojej izby a zhruba hodinu na to popoludní Prabhupada zazvonil na zvonec.
Offered obeisances and he looked at me.
A tak som dal poklony a on sa na mňa pozrel.
He said, are you okay?
A vraví, si v poriadku?
I said, yes, Prabhupada. I said, fine.
Hovorím, áno, Prabhupada, som v poriadku.
He said, your face looks very drawn. Said you look thin.
Lebo tvoja tvár je taká ako prepadnutá, taká vychudnutá.
He said, are you sick?
Že si chorý?
He said, no, Prabhupada.
A vraj, nie, Prabhupad.
He said, oh, he said, because your face. I said, oh, I said, I said, I've been eating less prasadam.
A pretože pýtam sa ťa to, lebo ako tvoja tvár je taká, ja som povedal, že ja som jedol menej prasadam.
I said, I'm trying to cut down.
Snažím sa znižiť proste to množstvo.
And he said, why?
A on, prečo?
He said, you have service to do.
A ty musíš robiť službu.
He said, you have to massage me every day.
Každý deň ma musíš masírovať.
He said, you need your strength.
Ty potrebuješ svoju silu.
He said, you should eat as much prasadam as you can digest.
A mal by si jesť toľko prasadam, koľko dokážeš stráviť.
Why are you cutting down? He said, you have so much service to do.
Prečo to tak znižuješ? Ty máš toľko služby na čo máš robiť?
He said, how can you eat if you don't do service? Or how can you do service?
Ako môžeš?
How can you do your service? He said, if you don't have strength. He said, you have to take prasadam.
Ako môžeš robiť službu, keď nebudeš mať silu? Ty musíš jesť prasadam.
Yes, Prabhupada.
Tak som povedal, áno, Prabhupada.
So then I gave up all ideas of being careful how much I ate. I ate whatever I wanted, I would eat.
Tak som sa zdal všetkých tých myšlienok na to, že koľko mám jesť a jedol som proste koľko bolo treba.
So then shortly after that we went to Mayapur.
A potom samozrejme sme išli do Mayapuru.
And they said Mayapur, they had a nice veranda, goes around the building, big wide veranda.
A Mayapur má krásnu verandu, ktorá ide okolo celej budovy tam, taká široká veranda.
And we would all take prasadam right outside Prabhupada's room. It was right there. So we would line up, all of us, and there would be some sannyasis.
A my sme prijímali prasadam priamo tam na tej verande pred Prabhupadovými izbom, pred Prabhupadov izbou. V takej línii sme tam boli a boli tam sannyasini, ja som tam bol.
And sometimes Prabhupada in the morning, very often he would just come out and he would have his hand in his bead bag and he would walk around and he would just look to see what we were eating.
A veľmi často Prabhupada ráno vyšiel, mal džapu na ruke a kráčal tam a len sa pozeral, ako jeme.
And of course, as soon as Prabhupada would come out of his room, we would all offer obeisances.
A samozrejme, ako Prabhupada vyšiel z izby, tak my sme dali poklony.
And he would go, no, no, no. He said, take prasadam, take prasadam.
A on, nie, nie, príjmajte prasadam.
So then we would just continue eating.
A potom sme pokračovali v jedení.
And one of the local Bengali devotees, he would be young boy, he would be serving us prasadam.
A jeden z tých lokálnych bengalských oddaných, on slúžil prasadam.
And one time as he was going around, after he served me prasadam, Prabhupada said something to him in Bengali.
A raz, keď išiel okolo a slúžil mi prasadam, tak Prabhupada mu niečo povedal v bengalštine.
So then Prabhupada went away.
A potom odišiel.
And I said, what did Prabhupada say to you?
A som sa spýtal, čo ti Prabhupada povedal?
He said, oh, he said, he told me to give you lots of prasadam.
A on mi povedal, aby som ti dal množstvo prasadam.
So he would give me lots of prasadam.
Tak on mi dal mnoho prasadam.
So then another morning Prabhupada walked outside.
A potom ďalšie iné ráno Prabhupada vyšiel vonku.
His Sanskrit editor wasn't there, Prajumna. He wasn't taking breakfast. We were having breakfast prasadam.
A jeho editor sanskritský Prajumna, on nebol tam, neprijímal prasadam.
And Prabhupada said, where's Prajumna?
A Prabhupada si spýtal, kde je Prajumna?
I said, he's inside in his room, Prabhupada.
A som povedal, Prabhupada, on je v svojej izbe.
He said, why isn't he taking prasadam?
Prečo neprijíma prasadam?
So Prabhupada, he said, if he eats prasadam, then he just sleeps.
A pretože on povedal, že ak bude jesť prasadam, tak potom len spí.
He said, so he doesn't want to take so much prasadam.
Takže nechce on prijímať toľko prasadam už.
Because if we would sleep in, Prabhupada would chastise us, why aren't you up in the morning? So Prajumna was trying to eat less.
A lebo keď sme spali dlhšie, tak Prabhupada nás vždy káral, Hej, tak Pradyum nám sa snažil znížiť množstvo prasádan kvôli tomu.
He decided he was just going to drink hot milk and eat almonds, 10 almonds.
A on sa rozhodol, že bude piť iba horúce mlieko a zje 10 mandlí.
In Ayurveda it describes that if you, you know, soak 10 almonds overnight and then you blanch them, you take the skins off. If you eat 10 almonds and drink milk, then you get all the nutrition you need.
Pretože v Ayurvede je povedané, že keď 10 mandlí namočíte cez noc a potom ich ošupete z tej šupky a zjete ich spolu s horúcim mliekom, tak získate všetky nutné výživné látky, ktoré potrebujete.
So Prajumna, of course, he would read many books and he would read books on Ayurveda. So he thought, well, I'm going to do this now because he wanted to eat less and not sleep so much.
A Pradyumna, samozrejme, on číta množstvo kníh, tak tiež o Ayurvede, tak toto si vyčítal a rozhodol sa, že toto bude robiť a potom vďaka tomu bude menej spať.
So the room was right there behind us. So Prabhupada opened the door and Prajumna was sitting behind stacks of books. You know?
A tá izba, kde bol Pradyumna, tak bola hneď tam, tak Prabhupada otvoril dvere a videl, ako Pradyumna sedí za kopami kníh.
And Prabhupada said, Prajumna, he said, why aren't you taking prasadam?
A spýtal sa Pradyumna, prečo neprijímaš prasadam?
And Prajumna said, Prabhupada, if I take prasadam, he said, then I just sleep.
A on povedal, Prabhupada, ak ja prijímam prasadam, tak potom len spím.
And Prabhupada said, so take prasadam and sleep.
But povedal, tak prijímaj prasadam a spí.
He said, how can you live if you don't take prasadam?
A sa spýtal, ako budeš môcť žiť, keď nebudeš prijímať prasadam.
He said, even if you sleep 10 hours a day, he said, you have to take prasadam.
Dokonca, ak by si aj spal 10 hodín denne, tak musíš prijímať prasadam.
He said, you must take prasadam. He said, how can you live without taking prasadam?
Musíš prijímať prasadam, ako by si bez toho mohol žiť.
He said, how can you do your service if you don't take prasadam?
Ako by si mohol, môžeš robiť svoju službu, ak nebudeš prijímať prasadam?
He said, sleep all day, he said, but you have to take prasadam.
Potom povedal, spí celý deň, ale musíš prijímať prasadam.
Yes, Prabhupada. Prajumna came out and sat down beside me and took big prasadam.
Prabhupada súhlasil, tak posadil sa k prasadam a zjedol obrovské množstvo.
Then if we would oversleep, he would chastise us for oversleeping.
Ale keď sme ako boli ospali, tak Prabhupad a dlho spali, tak Prabhupada nás zase tiež káral.
But you have to take prasadam.
Ale musíte prijímať prasadam.
So then I mentioned in August of 1973.
V auguste 73, ako som sa zmienil.
That's when Prabhupad told me I have to take prasadam.
To bolo, keď mi Prabhupada povedal, že musím prijímať prasadam.
So now it was in 1975 and we're at the opening of Krishna Balaram temple.
A teraz je rok 75, bolo otvorenie Krishna Balaram chrámu.
So like another year and a half has gone by.
A zatiaľ ubehol asi rok aj pol odtedy.
So in India naturally I would take less prasadam.
A prirodzene v Indii ja som prijímal menej prasadam.
And naturally I will become thinner in India.
A to je prečo som vždy vychudol v Indii.
So Prabhupada rang his bell one day.
Prabhupada jedného dňa zazvonil na zvonec.
And offered obeisances.
Dal som poklony.
And he looked at me and he said, are you okay?
Pozrel sa na mňa a vraví, si v poriadku?
Yes, Prabhupada.
Áno, Prabhupada.
He said, oh, he said, because you look very thin.
Pretože vyzeráš taký vychudnutý.
So I wouldn't even remember what happened 2 years ago. And I said, well, I said, oh, I said, I'm eating, trying to eat less, Prabhupada.
A ja som si ani nepamätal na to, čo sa pred dvomi rokmi stalo. A tak som povedal, snažím sa menej jesť, Prabhupada.
So again, he said, you have service to do. He said, you have to massage me every day.
A opäť povedal, ty máš službu, musíš ma každý deň masírovať.
He said, you have to have your strength. You have to eat prasadam, he said.
Musíš mať svoju silu, ty musíš jesť prasadam.
He said, you should eat as much prasadam as you want. He said, that's what you should do.
Mal by si jesť toľko prasadam, koľko chceš. Toto by si mal robiť.
So I never worried again, never worried how much prasadam I took.
Takže už od tej som sa nikdy netrápil nad tým, že koľko prasadam som príjmal.
Because you find out as you get older, automatically you eat less prasadam.
Pretože zistíte, ako budete starnúť, že automaticky budete príjmať menej a menej prasadam.
These things will happen.
A toto sa bude diať.
And if you eat too much prasadam when you're young, well, then automatically when you're older you're going to eat less.
A keď ješ veľa prasadam, príliš veľa, keď si mladý, tak automaticky, keď budeš starnúť, tak budeš určite jesť menej.
So we have to understand our bodies, because that's how we serve Krishna, is with these bodies.
A my musíme rozumieť našim telám, lebo to je to, ako my slúžime Krišnovi s pomocou týchto tiel.
So this is what we were talking about yesterday. We have to learn to be moderate in everything, not too much, not too little.
A to je to, o čom sme včera hovorili, že musíme sa naučiť nájsť tú rovnováhu vo všetkom, nepríjmať ani veľa, ani málo.
So then everything will be okay.
A potom bude všetko v poriadku.
So one thing, yesterday I was telling that story about Prabhupada putting throwing the water from the conch shell.
Hmm. A jedna vec, že včera som hovoril ten príbeh o tom, ako Prabhupada vylieval tú vodu z lastúry.
So, is what happened, because I'm not sure if it was clear.
I translated it wrong, in a wrong way, I think. It's good, I wanted to ask you.
It became a big thing. How did you translate it?
I